Well, if this story I'm making is not gotten from any book, I got it from our ancestors. That at the reign of Fontem Aswonyi, the Germans, who at the time administered Cameroon from the coastal area, came up to Fontem, inner lands, and borrowed workers, take them down to the coast to work in the plantations. And they had some contracts, or verbal contracts, that they would bring back these people with time. After some time, the administration still came up for more workers. And the fund mounted some resistance to say, no, first bring the first people you have taken before we can go in for a second deal. If the first people don't come, no, we will not send other workers. There was some argument. And as the story goes along the line, that German administrator happened to have lost his life here in the struggle. His exact names I cannot give, but historians know better. So, when that happened, the administration could not take it lying to have lost their administrator. So there was a war, which went prolonged for quite some time, maybe talked of 7-9 years, a Fontem resistance to the Germans annexation. So after some time, the administration successfully got the fund and took him to exile. And he was sent up to Garoua, as we were made to understand. While in Garoua, he was imprisoned in exile, or really exiled. And it is alleged he put in about 2 years in exile. And after that time, he was brought in back and reinstated in this palace after that exile. So he continued his administration. His son, who had succeeded him in his absence, gave way when he came back. It were not easy. Nevertheless, he successfully got back to the throne and continued his administration until the German had to lose Cameroon.